Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Every day I get in the queue. Oh, to get on the bus that takes me to you.
It's only another mile. All right, welcome back to a 33 after. Throwback Thursday, so that's what that is, right? Let's throw that up on the Steve Guru Show Facebook page for you. A little Who for you. Why not? It can't all be, you know, work in the coal mine, you know. Nose to the grindstone, shoulder to the wheel. Once in a while, you got to take a break, take a breath. You'd go crazy if you didn't. Watching everything that happens. Can you imagine what it's like in the pressure cooker of the White House? Jeff Cruer with me now, columnist, author of a timely new book, America's Last Chance. Jeff, how you doing today?
You make a good point. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Well, you can't just stay focused on all this stuff all the time, man. You'd go nuts. You got to come up for air once in a while, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure the White House is a pressure cooker, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You know, I was talking about this. It doesn't matter what this president does. He is under attack every single day. It's constant from the left. It's constant from the media. You know, his tax plan wasn't even unveiled yet, and they're already taking shots. It's just going to help the rich. Well, yeah, but it's also going to help everybody else when you raise the basic deduction from $6,300 to $12,600. That helps every married couple in America making $50,000 or $80,000 or $100,000. It helps everybody. They come after it. Now, the big concern that I would, you know, want to look at that was raised is what does it do to deficits, debts, and deficits? But, you know, to say it's only for the rich, that's. I mean, do you guys have another card to play, or is that the only thing they can ever say? I mean, same card, same tomb, and same thing over and over and over.
Well, and they say that Donald Trump is helping himself and helping other billionaires, and that he's not connected to the working man and woman of the country. And I would say this, Steve, what have the Democrats, what have his opponents done for the working class in this country?
Apparently not much. Little. Well, I was just reading this poll here just a moment ago, a brand new poll that the Democrats are running scared from an angry base. 67% of Americans now believe that Democrats are out of touch with you and I and regular Americans, Jeff, that they're just out of touch altogether. And I think that might be being generous, actually, the two-thirds. I think it might actually be higher.
Well, when they see Democrats acting the way they are, I mean, these people are unhinged. I mean, Steve, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of Americans see what the Democrats are doing and say, hey, that doesn't represent me. I mean, these people are out of control. I mean, look at them at the rallies. Look at them up in Congress. Look at them on these shows.
Well,
I had the misfortune of watching Nancy Pelosi last night.
Good Lord, I did. It's early. You know, I just had breakfast. Hold on. No, but a serious question, though, Jeff. Easy on the stomach. Because her early in the morning is dangerous enough, her late at night, oof. But sanctuary cities, I mean, here's the message that the right. takeaway from the average American is, living in backwater Louisiana or Podunk, Michigan, and everywhere in between, is that illegal aliens, people that are here illegally, they're somehow more important than you that gets up every day and goes, you know, slogs off to your job, you know, pays your dues, you know, goes to your kid's game and the meet after school, and then goes and see your grandkids, that somehow these illegals are more important. They have more standing than you do. And that doesn't play well. I mean, the Democrats used to be the defender of the little guy, the party that stood up for the working man. They're not there anymore. They don't even know who working people are because they're all at their cocktail parties in Manhattan. They have not one damn clue who working people are.
Yeah, and do you think the working people really care about some of these issues that the Democrats are promoting, transgender bathrooms, climate change, all of this other sort of far-left rhetoric? No, I don't think that connects with the working man, the working woman. And listen, in a lot of these urban areas across the country, the Democrats have been in control. They haven't delivered for the working class in this country. And I'm hoping the American people will give Donald Trump and the Republican Party a chance, but you know, they're going to have to deliver, Steve. They're going to have to come through with serious tax reform, with health care reform, infrastructure, the border security, everything that was promised, you know, or the American people are going to turn them out, too.
Well, you know, there's a lot of truth to that, because what they're seeing is Donald Trump has put forth a plan, or at least, you know, was on board with the plan, and the average American doesn't know the details up close and personal, but they know that he put forth a plan to repeal Obamacare. It hasn't happened yet. They know that he put forth a plan to, you know, get security at the southern border, whether that's a brick-and-mortar wall or some sort of wall, and he knows that's been pushed back. And these pushbacks are not coming from Democrats solely. It's coming from either the Freedom Caucus or moderate Republicans or other parts that are, of what is supposed to be his party, although in fairness, he's probably more close to being an independent than any president I have ever seen. But they know that he's out there swinging at what he said he was going to do for the most part. And that's why I point people to the USA Today focus group of 25 Trump supporters, 100% of which said they would vote for him again. That was in yesterday's USA Today. That's a really important point.
Well, because I think as Trump supporters, we see him working night and day. We see him pushing forward with the agenda. And we see the problems in two places, Steve. We see the problems in the Congress, and we see the problems in the courts. And we just saw that this week with another liberal judge turning down what the administration is trying to do with sanctuary cities. We saw that with the immigration ban. And we've seen the Congress drop the ball on health care, and who knows what they're going to do on tax reform. So, yeah, but the president, and with all his executive orders, and the president, I think, pushing this agenda, I think his supporters say, yeah, he is following through on his commitments. And I'm not surprised they gave him high marks.
Not just high marks, 100% would vote for him again. And that's what also brings me back to the ABC News Washington Post poll from a couple of days ago. Donald Trump would collect 96% of the people that voted for him the first time. Hillary would get 80%, and Donald Trump would win again. I think Democrats, out of touch, is being polite. You know, they've got cranial rectal inversion, worst case I've ever seen.
Yeah, they don't want to look in the mirror. They don't want to look at the problems.
Well, you can't look
party,
in the mirror so. if you got that situation going. Anyhow, go on.
No, I mean, all they want to do is criticize and point fingers at Donald Trump. All they want to do is claim Donald Trump is so horrible. I mean, they don't want to fix the problems in their own party. And look at this guy, Tom Perez, going around the country, this chairman, you know, dropping profanity everywhere he goes.
Oh, he's class act, isn't he?
Angry. I mean, I've never seen a party leader act in such a way. And one of these speeches, Steve, I saw like children in the audience, and this guy's, you know, dropping profanity.
Now, hold on. Now,
what kind of leader would do that?
Here's the craziness and the insanity that normal, ordinary people can see. You know, Donald Trump gets busted saying, you know, obviously off-color, vulgar, sexist remarks on a private mic that he didn't know was on, talking to a guy in a bus, right? That gets spread everywhere. Perez is out front of children dropping these kind of language in front of the kids as a matter of routine discussion. And they don't see anything wrong with that. You know, Donald Trump said dirty things. Not to a bunch of kids he didn't, for God's sake.
No, and this guy Perez is doing it over and over and over again. And seemingly is embracing it now. I don't know. That's another reason why I think the American people are saying, hey, this party doesn't represent who we are.
Well, you know, that's the thing. What is it, you know, and I've challenged people, and this will give you something to think about before we chat again, Jeff. What do Democrats stand for? And it's not a rhetorical question. See if you can come up with some good answers. Jeff, we've got to run. Greatly appreciate it, as always.
Thank you, Steve.
Jeff Cruer, everybody. Look up the book, America's Last Chance, with Jeff. He's from Louisiana. He's a little bit on the Cajun side. We like him. He's here quite a bit. So look that up. And what does it mean? Serious question. What does it mean to be a Democrat in 2017? What is it you stand for? It's Thursday on the Steve Gruber Show.